warm embrace of the great and gracious host, the wildly generous mercy of the life of the party, the attentive care of the faithful helper, and the raucous delight of the members of God's household be with you all. My name is Jay Jansen. It's good to be with you in this way. If this is the first time you're using this liturgy, please listen to the introduction that follows. If you've already heard what I'm about to say, feel free to skip ahead on your playback device. You can find the liturgy for the feast at the 8:10 mark of this recording. If you were to ask people to name 10 things the Bible talks about a lot, I suspect meals would not be on their lists. Yet there's hardly a page that doesn't have some mention of food on it. It turns out that God has quite the appetite for grub. In fact, one could argue that the most significant turning points in the story of Scripture don't happen on the battlefield or in halls of political power, but around the supper table. For example, in Genesis chapter 18, Abraham was given a course-altering promise while eating lunch with three strangers. Exodus chapter 12 recounts the defining experience for the children of Israel, the Passover meal. Later, in Exodus chapter 24, God establishes covenant with Israel by, you guessed it, eating a meal with Moses and the 70 elders. If you skip ahead to the Gospels, you quickly discover that Jesus was a foodie, much like his father. Because of his reputation for providing wine at a wedding banquet in John chapter 2, his practice of telling one story after another about parties in Luke chapter 15, and his habit of eating with anyone who invited him to sit at table, Jesus had the reputation for being a glutton and a drunkard. And I can't help but think there's some truth to the rumors, because Jesus threw a few parties that proved to be doozies, like the time he satisfied thousands with a handful of fish and a few loaves of bread. You can read about that in Matthew chapter 14, Mark chapter 6, Luke chapter 9, and John chapter 6. Or the time he totally surprised two of his friends at a get-together in Emmaus, in Luke chapter 24. And the Last Supper he shared with his disciples was, as kids say these days, off the hook. It was so good, we're still talking about it. According to the rest of the Bible, the early Christians did their best to imitate Jesus. For instance, beginning in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we're told that the friends and followers of Jesus devoted themselves to fellowship and feasting, or to put it another way, to the breaking of bread. They also gave themselves to prayer and the apostles' teaching. Apparently, their unwavering commitment to parties was wildly successful in drawing people to God. That doesn't surprise me. After all, who doesn't like a good to-do? And here's the other thing. The Anabaptists of the 16th century were serious about eating together. They saw their communal meals as a time when they renewed their commitment to care for one another. Caring for one another meant that they held one another accountable. As a result, the Anabaptists had a reputation for being upstanding citizens. There was something about sharing food that was transformative, that made people more and more holy. Lest you think that only happened in the distant past, I know of at least two people who have walked away from the Lord's Supper changed for the better. Because of some bread and a sip of juice, my two friends are more fully alive in the image of the resurrected Son. It leads me to think that we should have warning signs. Caution contains traces of God. Handling of food may expose you to the Spirit. Consuming this product has been known to develop Christlikeness. Eat at your own risk. Here's something else I find intriguing. The Bible suggests that for all the feasting and revelry, we ain't seen nothing yet. By all accounts, we're in for the bash to end all bashes at the end of time. As you read the description of the marriage supper of the Lamb in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 to 10, you get the sense that what we do here and now is a rehearsal so that we're ready to go when the big day arrives. Given the importance of feasting through the Bible, it seems appropriate that we would take up that practice. I know, having fun is a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. May as well be us. So with that in mind, I invite you to join me in imitating Jesus. Let's celebrate together. Before we enjoy a household feast as God's people, I have a few instructions and reminders. First, this liturgy was designed to be used at a mealtime. That could be with family around the dinner table, or it could be with friends around a picnic blanket at lunchtime. That said, you can also use this liturgy to simply break bread and partake in a cup of wine in the morning by yourself in your living room, or with a small group out on the back deck. Or if you're like my 11-year-old son, and a bag of Doritos and 6 liters of orange soda is your idea of a feast, by all means, have at it. In other words, you have permission to be creative. Use these prayers whenever and wherever it suits best. Speaking of food, if you want to eat your food while it's hot, you might want to begin the liturgy 15 minutes or so before you hope to pull things out of the oven. Second, if you're on your own, as a remedy to keep from feeling alone, remember that there are other people in other locations eating with you. In fact, you are participating in a bigger story. A few years ago, a friend of mine was lying in a hospital bed at daybreak. The pain in his arm and his sleeplessness left him feeling gloomy. He was nibbling on some stale bread and sipping juice from a drink box as he stared out the window when it dawned on him. He was having communion. Knowing that he was taking part in something Christians have practiced for centuries put his situation in a brand new light. I hope you have a similar experience. As you feast, may you find yourself enjoying that great communion of saints in a very real sense. Third, the recording and the accompanying liturgy include some songs for singing. If you're feasting at the beach and don't have access to an audio device, feel free to sing different songs, or don't sing at all. And on that note, if you're in a place where you might not have Wi-Fi access, you may want to download the liturgy to your mobile device, or print off a few paper copies. Likewise, there's a suggestion that a candle be lit, but if you're outdoors, you might want to leave that aside. Finally, in the recording, I read the light print and invite you to pray the bold print. Again, you don't need me to enjoy the feast. You can just as easily have someone else, or a variety of people, take the lead in reading those parts. The point, of course, is to have fun. It's a feast, after all. I'll now give you a few moments to pause your playback device and get the table set. Now that you're ready, let's begin. Jesus said, "A landowner was preparing a great banquet and sent out many invitations. At dinner time, he sent his servant with a message for the guests. Please come. Everything is now ready." As we sing this next song, you may wish to light a candle.
Come to the table. Come to the table of rest. Come to the table.
Blessed are those who are invited to the supper of the Lamb. All glory, honor, and power be unto the Holy One, Sacred Three, Almighty God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. To gather joyfully is a serious affair, for feasting and all enjoyments gratefully taken are, at their heart, acts of resistance. In celebrating this feast, we declare that evil and death, suffering and loss, sorrow and tears, will not have the final word. But the joy of fellowship, and the welcome and comfort of friends new and old, and the celebration of these blessings of food and drink, and conversation and laughter, are the true evidences of things eternal, and are the first fruits of that great, glad joy that is to come, and that will be unending. So let our feast this day be joined to those sure victories secured by Christ. Let it be to us now a glad foretaste of His eternal kingdom. Bless us, O Lord, as we linger over our cups and over this table laden with good things, as we relish the delights of varied texture and flavor, of aromas and savory spices, of servings prepared as acts of love and blessing, of sweet dishes made sweeter by the communion of saints. May this shared meal, and our pleasure in it, bear witness against the artifice and deceptions of the prince of the darkness that would blind this world to hope. May it strike at the root of the lie that would drain life of meaning and the world of joy and suffering of redemption. May this our feast fall like a great hammer blow against that brittle night, shattering the gloom, reawakening our hearts, stirring our imaginations, focusing our vision on the kingdom of heaven that is to come, on the kingdom that is promised, on the kingdom that is already indeed among us, for the resurrection of all good things has already joyfully begun. In the brief silence to follow, pause your playback device and fill your cup with something to drink. Now that you're ready, raise your glass as we say these words. May this feast be an appetizer of the supper of the Lamb, the great celebration that waits the children of God. Where two or more of us are gathered, O Lord, there you have promised to be. And here we are, and so here are you. Take joy, O King, in this our feast. pause your playback device to toast the king and savor a drink with these words. Take joy and respond with, all will be well. God welcomes us, and so we greet one another. Take a few moments to pause your playback device and find your place at the table. Greet each person with these words. You are welcome at this table in the name of Christ. And respond with, Amen. It's good to be here. Let us confess the excuses we have made for not living in the reality of the kingdom of God. Take a few moments of quiet stillness for listening. Remember to pause your playback device. For neglecting your offer of love and ignoring the cries of the poor, Lord, have mercy. For speaking harsh words to our friends and failing to love our enemies, Lord, have mercy. For evading our responsibilities to care for the earth and resist injustice as your peacemakers, Lord, have mercy. For confusing our priorities and seeking success instead of faithfulness or prayer without action, Lord, have mercy. In the quiet to follow, pause your playback device and take a few moments to once again listen. On one occasion, Jesus took 5 barley loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to the 5,000 as much as they wanted. When they had all had enough to eat, he told his disciples to gather up the leftover pieces. They filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Brothers and sisters, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Take joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." Pause your playback device and raise your cup. Toast the king and savor a drink with the words, Amen, Hallelujah, to the giver. King, through seed-bearing plants and life-giving rains, you faithfully provide food to sustain us. As the grain once scattered in the fields is now reunited on this table, in bread which human hands have made, reintegrate us with ourselves, our neighbors, and you as we joyfully receive these gifts. May we know your presence in the sharing of this food, so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Through bread broken in love, strengthen us to follow your way of sacrificial, generous love for the sake of your kingdom, your power, and your glory. Now you who are loved by the Father, prepare your hearts and give yourselves wholly to this celebration of joy, to the glad company of saints, to the comforting fellowship of the Spirit, and to the abiding presence of Christ, who is seated among us both as our host and as our honored guest, and yet still as our victorious King. Amen. As you eat, you may wish to read the gospel text for this week and discuss or ponder your reactions, thoughts, questions, and insights. You can find that at www.dailylexio.net. Or you may wish to reflect on one of the following stories that's listed in the accompanying liturgy. Another alternative is to tell stories of God's faithfulness in the week that was, also of moments you have enjoyed or that were significant to you. Where have you experienced the Holy Spirit in your life or in the community? In any case, it's time to eat. Holy food for holy people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, take seat, take feast, take delight. In the brief moments of quiet to follow, pause your playback device to make sure that there's something in your cup. After supper, Jesus took a cup and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Please raise your glass as we read the following words. Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me. Those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." There is so much life in water, springing, gushing, flowing, living, cleansing, healing. God gave it. The Spirit hovered over it. Christ transformed it. Father, we give you thanks for the holy vine of your servant David, which you made known to us through Jesus, your servant. Through a simple cup of grace, remake us into your new creation, that rivers of living water might flow from within us to the glory of your name. Pause your playback device and take a few moments to toast the King and savor a drink with these words, Amen, Hallelujah, to the Giver. Let's pray together. God of all places and this place, you promised a new earth where the hungry are satisfied and the oppressed go free. Come, Lord, build that place among us. God of all times and this time, you promised a new day when the sick are healed and the fearful receive good news and laugh and rejoice. Come, Lord, speed that time among us. God of all people, our God, take what we have and what we hope for to remake all creation new. We come, Lord, to share in the work of your kingdom until the new earth is created among us. Generous God, we bring our prayers trusting that you want your house to be full, so we are bold to bring to you those who, like us, need your love and transformation. In the moments of quiet to follow, pause your playback device and name those people or situations that come to mind. You can do that out loud or keep them quietly to yourself. You may wish to light candles as you do that. Thank you, Lord, for this meal. But we cannot live by bread alone. And so through Jesus, who taught us to do so, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to pause your playback device in order to clean up. Put the dishes away, stack up the chairs, fold up the picnic blanket, and so on. When finished, gather back around the table in a circle. If your glasses are still out, make sure there's something in them to drink. Now that we're ready, I invite you to lift your glass or to raise your hands in blessing. You may also choose to hold the hand of someone next to you as we read these words. As we leave this table, take joy, knowing that the Blessed Trinity goes with you every step you take until that day when all will be well. As you journey home, may the warm embrace of the great and gracious host comfort and sustain you. The wildly generous mercy of the life of the party lead you further along the way and deeper into truth. The attentive care of the faithful helper make you more fully whole and human, and the raucous delight of the company of God's household encourage you until we eat again. Toast the King and bless one another with these departing words, until we eat again.
Of your return.